In the name of Jesus, amen. Today's gospel is an amazingly beautiful paradox, one that I am sure did not make sense when our Lord first spoke the words, "Come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And words that make even less sense in today's world driven by status and influence and power. Why would anyone call out to a group admitting that they're the tired ones, weighed down with serious burdens? That they're the ones hounded by their sinfulness day and night, readily admitting that they're battered and bloodied from Satan's unceasing attacks. Isn't that the least attractive group around? We are inclined to ignore such a group of wimps and losers. But here's the beautiful paradox. This is the group our Lord wants. A few years back, our faculty heard insightful comments made by a visiting speaker who described an Anglican priest whose parish was right in the heart of Washington, D.C. We heard that in his parish, there were the people who were at the very top of their profession. They were the ones who had arrived. And they were the ones that had all that influence and affluence could offer. They have right now what millions are dreaming of and seeking with everything that they have all over the country. But our speaker went on to tell that what this priest learned as he was pastor to these people, he learned that the need for forgiveness, true peace, rest, and comfort is exactly the same for the high and mighty as it is for the millions and millions who have not yet arrived and probably never will. He said that he had daily evidence that the high and mighty are in the same boat with everyone else when it comes to the things that are really important. This is one of many beautiful paradoxes in the kingdom of God. For when it comes down to basics, it doesn't matter how it appears. We are all in the same boat. And while even we continue to gape longingly elsewhere at all those things that are fleeting, our Lord still reaches out to us again and again. And today he's reaching out and he's saying, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." St. Augustine said, "You are not learning from him how to refashion the fabric of the world or to create all things visible and invisible or to work miracles and raise the dead. No, you are learning from him that he is meek and lowly. You are learning from him humility." How's this for a paradox? In that crushed and humbled state, we rise as the top, as children who inherit everything. And this happens even though it appears to all around us that we're a pretty sad lot. And you know we are. But God sees things differently. He sees our heart, and he hears our cries. "My iniquities have gone over my head, They weigh like a burden too heavy for me. We end up on our knees at the feet of Jesus. And there's no better place to be. And there he receives us. We see his outstretched hands, and we hear some of the most beautiful words ever written. Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is our Lord and Savior offering blessed comfort as he stands ready to shower upon us exactly what we all need most: forgiveness, true peace, and rest. I believe that the most beautiful part of the sanctuary in St. Paul's Lutheran Church downtown is above the altar, where Christ stands with outstretched arms and hands, inviting each of us to him. You look at those open hands, and you can almost hear his words, "Come unto me." It's amazing how in that immense space of St. Paul's nave, the focus of everything comes down clearly to the invitation of our Lord to his gifts at his table, his gifts at a lectern, his gifts at a pulpit, his gifts at a font. It's as if this wealth of gifts is flowing from his fingertips, but in reality, those gifts flow from his whole body and his whole life for us. In the immense space of our lives, may the focus clearly come down to a meek and lowly heart learned from him. A heart eager to receive. All ye who are weary and heavy laden, come today. A feast of the best gifts is ready. And there's no better place for the likes of us. In the name of Jesus, amen.